702.
What's going viral with Kabazela?
What's gone viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairburn is brought to you by Vodacom Red. A very good morning to you, Kabazela.
A good morning, Belle.
All right, let's go to Durban, where a company there employs beggars to promote their business. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so what they did was they went on an overseas trip and they saw this initiative taking place in that country, and they thought it would be a good idea to bring it back here. So what they have done is they get various beggars at the intersections,
mm-hmm.
and then they give them a shirt with their company branding on at the bottom, and basically says, hi, take a photograph of me, upload it to Facebook or Instagram, and help me, etc., etc. So obviously, if you're a motorist, you see this, and instead of, you know, winding up your window and ignoring the beggar and driving on, you'll take a photo, upload it, and then when these photos get uploaded or whatnot, these beggars then get reimbursed. I'm not sure what the monetary amount is, but they get reimbursed, and they also get provided with a meal every day. And they got about 45 beggars around the city of Durban. Now, some people are saying that this is a great initiative to try and uplift these guys and to try and make them feel part of society in some way. And other people are saying that they're taking advantage of these beggars, etc., etc. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not sure how the model will work in terms of, I suppose, creating visibility. It's kind of it's an interesting way to advertise your business or getting your brand to be known. And I imagine the number of likes and that sort of thing will sort of exponentially start to grow to make this company trend. But I'm not sure about taking advantage of people who would otherwise not be receiving anything. It's a very, very interesting thing. Do you place any stock in terms of, particularly if you're a brand, and I'd like to hear from marketing people, in terms of the number of likes or engagement on your social media platforms, particularly things like Twitter and, of course, in this case, Instagram, in terms of the pictures? I mean, what sort of value, monetary value, can you convert those likes into? I'd be really, really keen to hear from brands.
Yeah, so the next one we have is, you know, you look at some kids and you think to yourself, boy, they are going to be really, really good sportsmen or sportswomen when they grow up, right?
Yeah.
And there's this video that's gone viral of a 7-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And he's doing the 100 meters, and he runs this 100 meters in 13.48 seconds.
No.
Now, Usain Bolt, he runs it in 9.58 seconds, right?
7 years old.
7 years old, and this is the pace that he's running at, 13.48 seconds.
I mean, there are professional athletes who are only just a few seconds faster.
I think he'd beat you and I. You know, if we had to get on 100 meters, you'd whip our ass.
7 years, that's a freak of nature, surely. Yeah.
But I mean, you watch him and he just looks like the real deal, and that he's going to be something great one day. I mean, he's already got 250,000 Instagram followers. So there's huge attention on him. So I hope that he's managed well.
I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, it's really, really something to see.
Finally, let's wrap it up then. Polish guy trying to put on his tracksuit top. Now, why has that gone viral?
Because it is the most funniest thing you'll see today. Now, if you are depressed and down about the whole load shedding
situation. Yes, please tell
and
us.
When you have power to actually go and view it, go watch this because it is so funny. So it's a guy that is filming an argument between two Polish gentlemen, and they're having a little bit of a go, and you can't really see them, but you can hear all the Polish language in the background, right?
Yeah.
But then, just in the distance of the camera, you see this guy sitting on the couch, and it's got nothing, I suppose, to do with all the empty beer cans that are in front of him.
No, not at all.
But he's now sitting there, and he's obviously got no shirt on, and now he's trying to get this, which he thinks is a tracksuit top. But what it is, and he doesn't realize, it's a pair of tracksuit pants.
Yeah. So he's trying to put on pants as a top.
So he takes his one arm and he puts it through one leg, other arm through the other leg, and then
it just doesn't work.
He can't find the hole. And this guy struggles and struggles and struggles for about 3-4 minutes, doesn't realize what he's doing, but the video continues and he still struggles. But hilarious video. Go
Listen,
and watch it.
We need a laugh this morning. We need a laugh this morning. But I tell you what, we'll take a call stemming out of that conversation. Maybe you're involved in a business or your company is involved in some kind of, initiative to help the less fortunate. What are you doing? Is it working? Particularly around marketing and getting your brand recognized. So I'm not just looking for acts of, goodwill towards the less fortunate. fortunate, but a way that you can help the less fortunate, but benefit as a business as well. Maybe we can have some ideas, you know, bubbling about that as well. So I'll take your calls on 011-883-0702. What initiative is your company involved in to help the less fortunate that has helped your company or your business benefit?
2019 is my year, and I expect everyone to keep up.
For those who expect more, Vodacom say challenge accepted. Vodacom Red offers you exclusive benefits like sharing your data with up to 6 people or up to 50% off Emirates flights. And if that's not to your expectation, we will throw in prioritized service, unlimited minutes, and up to 50 gigs data a month. Search Vodacom/Red, the flagship plans on SA's best network that keeps up with you. T's and C's apply. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodacom.